What it do? What's happening in? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast. This probably gonna be, you know what? I don't even want to say it, but I'm gonna say it anyway. This might be your favorite episode podcast. This is the season 6 premiere episode 1 podcast. You know what I'm saying? This your girl, the one and only, Tia Darcell. What's happening in? What's y'all doing? Where you at? What you got going on? How's your day going? How's your evening going? Like, whenever you hear this, how's everything going for you? Let me tell y'all what's been up, though, for real. I didn't know. Initially, I was going to post this before the end of the Gregorian calendar year, the new year. But I really been trying to work on trying to figure out, when did the Most High them honor, like, the new year in the Bible? So, I think it's around March or April-ish. So, I was like, nah, I'll just do it a little bit later on. After that time has passed, after the celebration is done. So that way it'll be genuine. And it ain't just like forced because I'm trying to get something out by the end of the year. When I'm really not trying to say it's the end of the year anyway. But anyway, let's talk for another day. Y'all know me. I get deep. I go up. Yeah, but y'all love me anyway. And I love y'all too. Period. But if when you hear this, it sounds different from my other recordings. I am actually in the car. I'm actually driving in the rain. And I was in a very calm state, and I'm like, yo, I need to talk to the people. Now's the time that I feel like I should record the episode, the first episode of season 6. So, I've been like, man, listen, y'all, I don't know, this kind of gonna be real, you know what I'm saying, real raw and uncut, you know, which is usually how I try to do it. And I think that's why a lot of people can appreciate that. So let me tell y'all something. Like, you have to make sure that once you're praying for something and once you're asking the Most High for something, that you are ready to receive exactly what it is that you pray for. Now, of course, I'm not saying it's going to come, you know what I'm saying, packaged in a big red bow or whatever your favorite color is, simply because you're asking them for it. But I'm saying, if you're out here trying to walk this thing out, trying to be obedient, falling and getting up and not staying down, and you know that you're asking them for something, so when you ask them, make sure you have a heart posture to receive what it is that you're asking for. Make sure that you have already properly prepared yourself to be able to receive what it is that you're asking them for. And I don't even know how I let this slip by me, right? Because they taught us, if they didn't teach us one thing in the military, it was the 6 P's: proper planning prevents piss poor performance, right? So, like, you got to know that, okay, now, you say this is what you want. Okay, let me show you. Because I'm learning, right? When you do that and you're not all the way prepared to step into those shoes, or you're not always all the way prepared to receive what it is, he going to start showing you in the process. He going to start showing you your issues, your flaws, your insecurities. You know what I'm saying? He's going to show you the good stuff about you too, but I'm going to show you. So while you out here begging and pleading, although I probably was still doing some work over there in the other area, because it's always a reason why I haven't given you what you asked for, especially if it aligns within my will. You know what I'm saying? So the Bible already tells us our prayers burning up in front of the Most High like incense. So I know my prayers reaching you, especially if I'm out here trying to live right. But they don't get answered until they align with his divine will and purpose for our lives, right? So all I'm saying is appreciate the growing phases that you have to go through in life, whether it's doing ministry, whether it's doing professionalism at work, whether it's doing the time that you're spending with your family and whatnot. Like, you got to make sure that you are becoming the best version of yourself that you could possibly be, and you're not making excuses as to why you're not. You know what I mean? But a lot of the times we skip over steps in that process, and we fail to realize that, okay, now that you're in this situation, you now have to step up. You now have to dig deeper than you dug before. You know, if you would have stayed on the Most High time and stopped rushing it, man, like, he don't know what he doing. Like, he needs you to put your hand in the pot. So, yeah, stay out of his way. I'm telling you this because this is what I tell myself. And I'm in a place right now in my life, right? Well, yeah, I got a lot of moving parts, but I'm learning how to navigate within the moving parts. I'm learning how to appreciate the people that I got around me. I'm learning how to see myself my issues, my flaws, the things I need to be dealing with because of the people around me. And I'm learning who should and should not have inner circle access to me, you know. So I believe that if I continue to try and strive to be better than I was yesterday, all things are going to work together for my good, because we know that's Bible. You cannot change Bible. I'm standing on Bible. That's my thing with people, right? People that are trying to be who the Most called them to be, myself included, people are trying to grow. Like, when you stand on Bible, nothing else matters. But once you start folding on scripture, that's when things get beginning less shaky for you. You know what I'm saying? So no matter what's going on, no matter how you feel, if you're in the wrong or if you're in the right, if somebody else is in the wrong or if they're in the right, you just stand on scripture, it's going to be okay. Because at the same time, if you're standing on scripture, you're operating out of love. There's nothing wrong with correcting someone or attempting to correct someone if you're doing it out of love. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? The Bible says to do that. So what's really wrong is not doing that. And like the world has taught us, don't judge me. You know, Pop, I told y'all maybe a couple years ago in the episode, Pop the one that taught us that, man. Only God can judge me. First of all, only Yahuwah can judge you, yes, at the very end. He's going to be the judge of judges. He's going to be the all-knowing, all-powerful, omnipotent, omnipresent. You feel me? Like, he is all of those things. And he will be the one that is judging you and determining where you are spending your eternity. You know? So, when that happens, then what? But you got to read your word, because the word says that you can judge your fellow man. And we are supposed to judge each other. The only thing is, there's stipulations. There are guidelines. You have to judge righteously. That's what scripture means. Why you over there trying to talk about your brother with that speck in his eye and you got a plank in yours. That doesn't say don't say anything. That does not say you don't say anything, especially if you're trying to be a leader, a follower of the Messiah, and your job is to feed his sheep. So if you are here feeding his sheep, that's going to require you to discipline them at some point. And it's not like to say you're better than anybody else, because these same things have to be done to you. It's called discipleship. And I don't mean discipline like I'm your mama, I'm your dad, I tell you what to do. No, let's just, you may feel like it's discipline because I'm coming at you and I'm cutting you with the word. And a lot of the times, myself included, we operate in a state of pride where we get a little bit beside ourselves and we don't see ourselves. So I challenge each and every one of you, again, myself included, to take a look in the mirror. Look at yourself and see what it is about yourself that you could do better. Look at yourself and see what it is about the ways that you currently have, the decision that you're currently making in your life, and all of the things that you're currently doing. What can you do better? Could you treat somebody better in your life? Could you treat yourself better in your life? Could you be more understanding in certain situations, especially difficult situations? So it's like ball is in your court. And you ain't got to do it because it's the quote-unquote new year and you need a new year resolution. Nah, you got to make up your mind to do it, because first of all, 90% of these people falling into these gyms because of the new year going to be done working out come February. Okay? A lot of these people buying all these cars, when it's New Year tax time, they stuff going to be going back. You know, I know how everything happens in the beginning of January in the world, you know? So you cannot be a part of that if you can't help it. Are we going to fall? Absolutely, we're going to fall. And it bothers me so much when people look at a believer that falls or have fallen the same as they look at somebody. I was having a conversation with a very, very good I don't even know how to, yeah, but whatever. I was having a good conversation the other day, right, in regards to, like, being able to say, okay, well, if somebody is choosing to get up and get drunk every day, or choosing to get up and cuss somebody out every day, or choosing to get up and fornicate and be an adulterer every day, how is that the same for somebody that actually slipped up and fornicated? Somebody that slipped up and got drunk in their emotions. It's different. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know the word, and you gotta understand what it means by judge a person by their fruit. That doesn't mean that person is gonna get it right every time. And I wish the church, modern day church, would explain that to the believers or the people that are saying that they follow the Messiah. Like, you got to understand that on this journey, you are going to fall. And it's okay. Just get up and keep going. And don't be that guy or that girl that never learns from the fall. So don't be the one that Abba has to turn over to a reprobated mind. He just lets you do what you do and you wild out. I've been there. Trust me, I've been there on this walk. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be in the book. I mean, I'm going to put out a no-out, tell-out book. Everybody else do it. Talk about how the Most High saved me and where he brought me from. And how he's keeping me to this day and how I still get it wrong to this day on certain things. But I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I try to tell the people that I'm attached to. The people that's connected to the anointing and the favor that is upon my life. It is my job as a follower of the Messiah. It is my job to tell people, like, it's okay, you're going to fall. But that's when you got to learn greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. That's when you got to learn that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's when you got to learn that the steps of a good man is ordered. That man and woman is used interchangeably in that aspect. You know what I'm saying? So you got to know the word. You got to stand on the word. That's why the word is so important. And you can't use your word to try to talk down on nobody else. We can't be out here being Pharisees and Sadducees, man. You can't use the knowledge and the revelation that the Most High has given you to wake up his people to actually try to condemn somebody to hell. Let their actions condemn them to hell. That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to give them Bible. That's your responsibility. Your responsibility is to be a consistent representative of the Most High Elohim to these people in this world. They're supposed to look at you and they see Christ, the Mashiach. Christ means Mashiach. Yahushua Mashiach is what the world calls Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be ready for whatever's coming your way. You got to be ready to give up some stuff. You got to be ready to stop doing some stuff. You got to be ready to stop speaking certain ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can still be you, have your same personality, but you have to understand that you could easily taint your witness by being too common to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I blend in so much in your environment, that means I have shifted. Because when the Most High sat down with sinners, when he hung out with the tax collectors, he never did what they did. He never did what they did. He never looked like them. He always was different. But they were stuck on his every word. They were stuck on the fact that his fruit was reflecting his word. Not only was he saying, I'm the son, you know what I'm saying? I'm the son of God. I am the chosen one. I am the Messiah. I am the Christ. You know what I'm saying? His actions was proving it. And he was standing 10 toes on the directions that his father had given him. That's why he was saying, like when he was praying out there, right? When he was getting ready to, they was getting ready to take him. He was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Like, he was talking to the father. He was like, I have not let none of them get taken. Like, that's why the disciples got to go. Like, if you properly exegete that text, right? If you break it down, you understand why, even though prophecy had to fulfill itself 100%, the Messiah was like, yo, take me. Come on, do what you got to do. Do it quickly. Peter already out here cutting people's ears off. So next thing you know, you're going to start locking up my people. And I don't want my people to get locked up. It ain't time for them to die now. I came to die right now. They still got work to do. You feel me? So you got to understand that you got to do what he told you to do. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. You know? And I say that when I'm going through or finishing up, walking on the other side of one of the toughest battles I done fought in a long time. Like being stuck in a situation, right? When you feel like you get stuck in a situation, you got to go back to the drawing board, right? Because, hold on, I done failed one too many times in the same area. So what's up? Do I want to be free? You can't just start out blaming other people, pointing fingers. You got to ask yourself a serious question. Do you want to be free? And I ask myself that all the time, even when I still choose wrong. I'm like, yo, Tia, what's up? You love Abba or what? How long are you going to keep doing this? And that's not me beating myself up. That's just me keeping it real with myself. Because I be honest with the Most High about where I'm at. I'm always honest with the Most High that I need him. Because the conviction is real. The conviction set in so quick. Oh, my goodness. Like, when you get the loving on him for real, you just start feeling bad. I don't care how many times you fall. Now, if you can fall into sin and you fornicate, if you know you fornicate and no conviction don't set in, oh, no, you need to really fast and pray. Because you don't even feel bad about doing it no more. I ain't talking about people that choosing to just smash and get down on a regular basis. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about people that's really out here trying to, you know what I'm saying, say they saving themselves from marriage, or we say we trying to do it the Most High's way and all those sort of things. I commend y'all. It's hard. It is hard. Trust me. I'm on the journey. I done been up and down, up and down. And it is what it is, but man, I love the Most High and I'm trying to stay up. I've been doing exceptionally well and I am grateful that the Most High has kept me. You hear me? Whew. And this flesh be fleshing and it be wanting what it be wanting. Want what it be wanting. So I want y'all to know, like, if you fall, get up. Get up. You hear me? Get up. Do not stay there. That's the important part. Do not stay there. There are greater things that you have been called to do. There are a select number of people, whether it's 1, 5, 1,000, 6,000, 100, that are connected to the anointing and the favor of Abba that is upon your life. And if you don't operate fully into who he's called you to be, it is impossible for those people to get set free and delivered because they're depending on you. They're attached to you. So now you up here rewiring people's whole lives. You feel what I'm saying? And that's another thing that I started to think about. I'm going to change gears though. Come on, Holy Spirit, Ruach, I welcome you to this moment. Another thing I'm realizing is when we be out here hopping into these relationships with people, when we be out here just saying we get married to people and then it don't work because the Most High is not the foundation and the two individuals were not prepped for marriage, like you gotta be a husband or a wife before you even get married. Bruh, that's wife. You hear me? And I had to learn that myself. Yeah, it was a point in my life where I wanted a husband so bad. Oh my God. I can't wait until I get married. Oh my God. Like, I just gotta have a husband. It's so lonely here. I hate it here. Like, come on, man. But are you even ready to be somebody's wife, too? No. I done learned so much about myself since them years when I was up here coveting a husband, 2 years ago? I done failed plenty of times. However, I don't covet a husband anymore. But I say that to say, like, you are here trying to satisfy the deeds of your flesh, right? And you out here sleeping with somebody else's husband. You out here sleeping with somebody else's wife. Like, that's so disrespectful. That's why the Bible says, he that findeth the wife, findeth good thing, and obtains favor from Adonai Yahuwah. They always leave that last part out. He obtains favor from Adonai. So, but they also forget to say, he that findeth a wife. She already got to be a wife when you find her, brother. And that applies to myself. I guess that's why I was single for so long. You know what I'm saying? And we as women, sometimes we get it twisted. I understand we are the prize. 100% without a doubt, we are the prize. But we got to look at our husbands when they find us, that they the prize too, and they deserve to be treated as such as well. So that's something else you got to really take into consideration. So anyway, so before the next time you believe us, myself included, lay down with somebody else that's not your spouse, that's not your Elohim or Danny spouse, like, repent for that, man. Stop it. Cut it out. Just think about how many people out there sleeping with your husband or how many people out there sleeping with your wife. You know, get yourself right. Get yourself together. Get rid of your old habits, your wicked ways, and build yourself up in your most holy faith so that way you can be the wife that Elohim called you to be. So that way you can be the husband that Elohim called you to be. You know what I'm saying? It's really not that difficult. We just got to put in the work. But we lazy, we spoiled, we bratty. Humans are like, oh my God, especially Hebrews. We don't even want to go back to the trip over, you know what I'm saying, 40 years. And it could have took days. Y'all in the wilderness for decades. And you could have been there for days. We complain about everything. You know what I'm saying? It's in our nature, born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But he said, you know what I'm saying, when you're born again, you become a new creation. You become a new creation, brand new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. You cannot put new wine in an old wineskin. It's going to burst. So stop trying to get all that word, but you ain't changing your heart. Stop trying to get all that word, and you ain't renewed your mind. Stop trying to get all that word and act like you can't. You know what I'm saying? You just want to spit scripture out. Oh, yeah, I got it. You know what I'm saying? Spit scripture just flowing through my veins. Like, oh, yes, I know my scripture from front to back. I can properly exegete a text from Genesis to Exodus, Leviticus to Numbers to Deuteronomy. I know the entire Pentateuch. Okay? Anyway, for those that don't know, the Pentateuch is the first 5 books of the Bible. That's the Torah. That's the Torah. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you can know all of that all day long, but if your fruit don't look like your daddy, nobody cares. You know what I'm saying? And you can do good deeds all day long. But if your fruit does not look like your dad's, you're not doing what he told you to do. It does not matter. And if we go back to the young rich ruler in the Bible, that man said, I've been keeping me alive since a little boy. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. I've really been doing everything that I need to do to get into heaven. Oh, okay. Go give away all your possessions. Give it all away. Give all your money away. Say, what now? Oh, no, nah, because I ain't doing that now. I'm not getting money. I'm not giving away my money. I'm not doing that, sir. Sir, what else can I give you? What else can I do? I do anything else that you want me to do, but I'm not giving away my money. You know what I'm saying? We covered the most craziest things. Money, what, you cannot take it with you. You need to be trying to store up your heavenly bank account. Get that heavenly revenue. Shout out to my boy MTC Steven. He got a song called Heavenly Revenue. Boy, that thing is fire. You hear me? But yeah, man, I said all that to say I ain't really had nowhere to go this time because I just wanted to keep it real with y'all and let y'all know all of the things that he been dealing with me with. He been dealing with me with my attitude. You know what I'm saying? I realized I could be a little mean, you know? And I put a post up today on social media like I got crazy on both sides of my bloodline. So I can operate in that crazy spirit at any given moment. I could nut up. I got people in my family that done killed people. I got people in my family that done been to the crazy house that really got mental health issues. And I be like, man, like, dang. So I got to fight. You know what I'm saying? Because I realize it's really like, I'm telling y'all, and people think, I can be sweet as pie and I will be sweet as pie, but I'm working on to this day when I'm mad, I be mad, man. Like, I go from zero, like, to 100, and I mean real quick. So the Most High is dealing with me because one of the fruit of the Spirit that he left with me is self-control. You know what I'm saying? Gentleness, goodness, mercy, meekness. So you can't be out here like Smokey the Bear sitting up there looking like on Set It Off. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? They was up on the roof. But anyway, you might not see Set It Off. But yeah, man, I got to control that. So I had to get to a point, but I had to accept it first off. So you got to understand where your flaws is. You got to understand where your issues lie. You got to look yourself in the mirror and hold yourself accountable. And you got to maximize all the gifts that he's placed inside of you. I realize I have been so lazy on the other gifts that the Most High has placed on the inside of me, right? So, because everybody know, especially everybody that know me, like, I be having issues with my foot, right? My feet. I'm flat-footed. I have flat feet. I'm flat-footed. For my scholars out there, I can't speak grammatically correct, but I have flat feet, right? So I've been going back and forth to the podiatrist for my feet because when I was in the military, it just messed up my works, right? And I stand up on my feet all day long while I'm at work. So I've been doing a lot of back and forth, you know, going to the VA and whatnot, yada, yada, yada. But guess what, though? Standing up on my feet cutting hair is not the only way that I can make money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to sit my butt down and tap into the creativity that the Most High has placed inside of me. He already gave me two books to write. One of them, I am 100% finished. I just got to do the illustration and I got to get it published. The second one, I am about 85% finished. I'm just waiting to see how he wants me to take the turn at the next part of the book. But it's like, you sitting on this. This is what we call residual income. You making money in your sleep. Your book is out there. It's floating. It's reproducing. You know what I'm saying? It's being bought, listened to, downloaded in all countries all over the world. I declare and I decree it will be, you know, because the Most I put it on my heart and it ain't something that I'm doing just for the money, right? But however, you got to look at this wicked world that we live in. The word says that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. We ain't got to be broke out here. We ain't got to be out here getting money, trying to just money, money, money. But no, sit down. Sit down. Tap into that creativity. Stop being lazy. I was so lazy, y'all. I been had these books in me, you know? And he been told me to write these books and put them out 2 years ago. I'm not even lying. This was before all of this stuff came up with my feet. So now I'm out here like, okay, Albert, I'm not gonna keep missing out on what you got for me because I'm out here being lackadaisical on my part. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that, you know? And if I can get up and go to work for somebody else for all them years of my life and get them people the best version of me, I can do it for myself. And the more I do it, the more people look at me like, dang, she really out here grinding. And she living for the Most High. Like, I want people to see that you can really do right. You can really do right. And the Most High gonna bless you. You're gonna be straight. And even when you have trials, tribulations, difficulties, you get tested, you still gonna come out that thing not smelling like smoke. You know what I'm saying? So don't ever feel like you gotta quit. Don't ever give up. And I'm not just saying that because I want you to know that the same thing that I'm telling you, it is applying in my life, like in real life. Because I could have gave up a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? That because life be lifing. Y'all don't even understand. Life really be lifing, right? But anyway, I made a reference to the you ain't coming out smelling like smoke. And I wanted to say this, and I'm going to let y'all go because I'm almost at my doctor's appointment. But I wanted to say this. I want everybody listening to me to pray on this thing, right? And see what the Most High leads you to do. It's not anything that's deep, you feel me? It's just something that I got convicted for, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, just led me to say something. So, I don't know. I'm going to say it, and somebody might get touched by it, right? So, I'm thinking about the three Hebrew boys, right? And what's crazy is, one of my sisters in Christ, she seen a video not too long ago talking about the same thing, three Hebrew boys, and I'm going to mention it to her too, because I don't know if she's going to catch this episode. But anyway, Baruch, if you do, check this out. We like to say all the time, right, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right, because that was they names while they was in captivity, right? But the Most High brought it to my attention that they wasn't always in captivity. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't always their name. They spirit was not in Egypt, right? You get what I'm saying? Egypt captivity, right? So, you got to think about it, even like with, what to do now with Barabbas? They somebody give us Barabbas. I ain't talking about Barabbas. I'm talking about King. I'm thinking about it. Nebuchadnezzar. That's his name. And I ain't editing this either. Nah. I'm telling you. So Nebuchadnezzar is the one, right? Babylon. There you go. Because it wasn't them that was in Egypt. You see how you got to get your stuff together? Got to think about that thing. That's the script's going to come back. And you're going to get it right. But anyway, Nebuchadnezzar, right? That's what it was in the Babylonian captivity, right? But then was their Babylonian name, right? So why we can't learn what their Hebrew names was and call them by that? You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm telling y'all, just in case you didn't know, their name was Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know what I'm saying? So, just in case, because I need you to know that them people didn't stay in Babylon. And even while they was in Babylon, they was acting like Hebrews. They was the ones that didn't fold. So, even when we in this world, that's why he tell us to be in this world, but don't be of this world. So we got to tap into that initial thing that he placed inside of us who really made us to be who he called us to be. That's all we got to do is go back to the garden. We got to go back to the garden because when we was in that garden, we were supposed to be naked and unashamed. You feel what I'm saying? But it was our forefathers. They was trash. But we trash too. And that's why I would never understand why y'all praying the ancestors. Like, I would never. Them people were so disobedient, hard-headed, disrespectful. They had good stuff about them too, but if it was not for them, man, we wouldn't even be in this wicked world. We wouldn't even be dealing with none of this stuff. Give us Barabbas. Let the blood be on our fathers and our forefathers and all this other type of stuff. Come on, man. I'm gonna leave them people in the path where they at and just keep moving forward. So you'll be the one that set the example for the generation that coming after you if we make it there for them. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, I just went around the world. I said a lot, but I just want y'all to know that, listen, I have been working on consistency, not just even in this podcast. I ain't even been playing with the podcast because I wanted to make sure that I was going to do what I was supposed to do, right, before I got on here. Guys, I'm trying to be consistent. Yeah, nah, I'm sick of it. It's a sad story. I'm tired of seeing it, right? So I had to put my feet down and make sure I'm consistent. So I've been being consistent with getting this book right, doing what I need to do to handle my business the past couple of weeks, and it's becoming a habit. It's becoming a routine, so my thing for this, from January to December, is once a week, an episode drop. Rain, hail, sleet, snow, it don't matter, an episode drop. You know what I'm saying? If it don't, I'm going to give me a real good reason, and I'm going to give it to y'all, because I know life. But that is the goal, an episode every month, you know? But I want you to know I appreciate you. My numbers was through the roof, to me, in my opinion, on the podcast, in the 2023 rap year. I'm grateful, man. Y'all ain't even got to chime in. Y'all ain't even got to trust the Most High in me. You feel me? You could be already dogging me out. She ain't doing this. She ain't doing that. But the Most High is faithful. He gracious. He going to keep me just like he going to keep y'all if we want to be kept. So, yeah. Keep going, keep growing, and keep glowing, man. Look in the mirror and see you for who you really are. If you don't like what you see, change it. But we going up this year. We going up. I'm finna bring some of them barbershop conversations to the podcast. And, of course, we're going to keep this in around the Most High scripture. Because that's what I get to them every time anyway when I'm in the shop. When they hit me with some poker dough. And we just going to continue to pray for one another. We all out here fighting this good fight. We all out here putting on the armor each and every day. Just don't stop putting your armor on. Just keep going. Even when you don't feel like it, when you're tired, when you want to quit, keep going. I'm out here praying for you. Keep praying for me. I love y'all. The right way, the wrong way, the long way, and the strong way. You dig? Oh, yeah. I got some real dope dropping soon. I'm working on two projects I've been being real consistent on. It's two different directions for me. I'm going to go ahead and get to y'all. I supposed to put these out years ago, too. That's what's crazy. These poems been in my phone since 2020, right? These are ideas that he gave me in the pandemic. And I done seen people come and go and do these same things that I supposed to have been doing all the time. You know what I mean? And I ain't gonna lie, now most of the time they be like, oh, you get motivated when you see somebody else do it. No, it ain't make me want to do it. It just made me be like, girl, you should have been did what you supposed to did. But get what I kept doing? Being lazy. Been did it. So I got this project I'm about to drop real soon. It's a freestyle project from start to finish. It's gonna be raw vocals. No beat. Well, no bought beat, no purchase beats. I was just playing around, let YouTube just go. So I ain't trying to get no money on nobody beats. I got to figure out the right way to do that. That's number one coming soon. I'd appreciate y'all's support on that. And number two, I got a project finna get ready to drop with a like spoken word. So it's lit. I wrote these poems like in 2020, and they've been in my phone. And the Most High was like, record them on your phone. Boom, and it just went like that. So he's faithful, man. And I was out here like, dang, that's money right there because of what he gave me. And I'm giving it back to him. That's money. You know what I'm saying? And I've been on my motivation, inspiration on top of my word. That's what I'm telling y'all. It be us. We be lazy, bro. Myself included. I've been so lazy, but been busy. I've been the busiest bee in the doggone honeycomb, but really ain't built myself up at all. You can't, you know what I'm saying? So I've been on my Les Brown and ET the Hip Hop Preacher. I've been on them. And you got to always show up to me to spit out the bones. But that junk is inspiring. It's motivational. I ain't just want you to give me no feel-good message. Tell me I'm lazy. Because I am a lot of the times when it comes to this. Now my house clean, my car clean, that type of stuff. I got a lot down. I love clean. But anyway, that's my problem. Exactly. See how I came to my own defense on that? That's human nature. Ain't nobody even talking about that. But I'm trying to make myself look good because I'm clean in all them areas. Yeah, but you ain't building yourself up with your finances with that residual money. You ain't building up your business, your brand the way you know it needs to. You ain't maximizing them gifts. So hush, stop trying to gas yourself up, you mere mortal. That's how I be having to talk to myself. So I don't know, it works for me, man. But anyway, man, I love y'all. I just want to keep y'all up to date with what I got going on. All things gonna work together for your good. Just continue loving on Abba, right? He loves you. And y'all know I gotta hit him one more time before I go. I love y'all. I do. The right way, the wrong way, the long way, and the strong way. And you just tuned in to a brand new episode, season 6, episode 1, premiere episode. All right, I can talk to you, Darcell, man. I love y'all. Peace.